Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe, and today we're going to be speaking all about the robot framework with the robot framework creator himself, Pekka Clark. First, I just want to give a quick shout out to Robert Yoon, who actually contacted me by email and recommended that I have an episode of Test Talks that focuses on the robot framework. And he actually gave me a few guest ideas. And I'm really excited to share the information I found from Pekka all around how the robot framework can help you with your test automation efforts. So check it out. Test Talks is sponsored by the fantastic folks at Sauce Labs, the cloud-based automated testing platform that eliminates the need to maintain your own Selenium grid and test infrastructure. Try it for free today. Visit testtalks.com and click on the Sign Up Now link under the homepage sponsor section. Hey, Pekka, welcome to Test Talks.
Hi, great to be here.
It's awesome to have you on the show. Today, I'd like to talk about your awesome framework, the robot framework. But before we do, can you just tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Pekka Clark, and I'm independent consultant from Finland, specializing in testing, test automation, Python programming, and of course, robot framework. I started my career in testing 2000, right after kind of the millennium, and been working with testing and test automation since that. I was working with various kind of test automation tools, writing different kind of frameworks using Perl and other languages until like 2005, when I started to work with my master's thesis, where I actually came up with idea of robot framework.
Awesome. So what made you start thinking about this for your master thesis? What made you want to create the robot framework?
Initially, when I started, it wasn't that, okay, I'm going to create this kind of framework. Of course, my main motivation was to graduate. I had been in university quite a long time. I had been working a long time and not studying in the end that much. And I was like, okay, now I need to get out there. I need to do my master's thesis. And I had been developing several frameworks for data-driven frameworks and some keyword-driven frameworks. And I had noticed that there's quite a lot of in common with them. And I decided I'll study that. I'll see what the literature is talking about them. And see if there could be certain common components like parsers and or log creators or whatever that could be used when creating such frameworks in the future. And actually, the biggest finding in the thesis was that you can have a generic framework so that you don't need to have like separate parsers or separate drivers or things like that. You can just have a general framework, and you can be using that in various kind of environments and in various contexts. So that was going to be pretty cool.
Awesome. So it sounds like it's been around for 11 years now. So it's a pretty mature framework.
Yeah. First prototypes were done, I think, 2005, if I remember correctly, for the master's thesis. And then I got very lucky. I had a colleague from an old project called me, and he had joined Nokia Networks, and they needed test automation there in an environment where it was not possible to use any kind of pre-made solution. And we had quite good success in an earlier project. And he asked me that, would I have any kind of ideas what should be done? And I said, well, I have actually just been doing this kind of prototypes, and these are quite promising. We could take a look at this. And that's how it got started. Then we started to create robot framework from scratch, not using the prototypes, but using those ideas. And it was used several years at Nokia Networks internally. My idea, and also everybody else's idea, was that we'd like to open source it as soon as possible. But as you can imagine, in that kind of cooperation, it involves lawyers. So as soon as possible was like 3.5 years. But it was finally open sourced in 2008. It's been available publicly since that.
So there's a lot of frameworks out there. How does the robot framework compare to other frameworks? What makes it unique that you think someone that's starting automation would want to look at this particular framework?
Yeah, you are right that there are many frameworks that are very similar. For example, I think the kind of frameworks that people are most commonly comparing robot framework are obviously Fitness and then Cucumber. When robot framework started, fitness existed, and actually, well, fitness, I think it was just about coming up. There was a Fit was around that time, and Cucumber didn't back then. Comparing to fitness or Fit, Robot Framework is more close to Fit in kind of how you use it than fitness, which incorporates that wiki. The main difference is that you aren't tied to having your libraries, that what we call them test libraries in fitness language, I think they call them fixtures. In Robot Framework, you basically have one way to create libraries. You have libraries that provide keywords. In fitness, you have fixtures that are implemented differently depending on is your test case kind of a workflow kind of test case, or is it data-driven style test case, and so on. So that was the main difference there. With Cucumber, I would say that the main difference is the original where they are coming from. So Cucumber is, well, of course, I'm not Cucumber developer, but and so I hope somebody corrects me if I'm talking something totally stupid. But my understanding is that it comes from more from a developer, business people communication. So it's a tool for helping developers make the right product. And of course, it's also an automation tool. But it wasn't, that's as I've understood, wasn't initially designed that much to be a test tool for test engineers to use. Of course, it can be also used in that domain. Whereas Robot Framework initially was designed to be a tool for testers to create automated tests so that you could also have testers who don't know about programming create new test cases and so on. Of course, automation always requires programming when interacting with the system on a test, but with those reusable libraries, you can create test cases also without programming knowledge. And well, based Robot Framework has been extending also to other areas, partly inspired by what Cucumber is doing, so that nowadays you can also have that high-level test cases with given when then kind of Gherkin variation also with Robot Framework if you need that. But in Robot Framework, you definitely aren't forced to that kind of syntax. You can also use other ways to create test cases.
I think it's a great point that Cucumber really was created for communication between developers, product owners, and testers. And Robot Framework from the beginning was created as an automation tool, but also given you the option to write your tests in a clear English-like syntax that anyone can read. So it's almost the best of both worlds, where you have the clarity of what the test is doing in an English-like syntax almost. And it was created for automation. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I think that's how I take it as.
That was the idea. Of course, the idea has been all the time to be able to create as clear and as easy to understand test cases. That of course, is, well, if nobody can understand your test, the test is pretty much useless. But also, that typically also enhances maintenance, which is very, very important in test automation.
Awesome. So for the beginner that's never heard of Robot Framework, a lot of people, when they think of automation, they automatically just think of Selenium. So is the Robot Framework just for Selenium, or does it also handle other types of technologies like API testing and things like that?
Yeah, well, definitely not only for Selenium. So another thing, actually, if you compare Robot Framework to those Fitness and Cucumber, one big difference is that because of the test library API design, because the idea is that you can create generic test libraries, there are a lot of libraries available. So there's the wider ecosystem around Robot Framework has a lot of test libraries and also a lot of other tools that you can use. And Selenium library, actually Selenium 2 library nowadays, is probably the most used external test library. But it's Robot Framework is not only for that. You can use it for anything. So I know a project where it's been used to test kind of diesel engines, and they don't have web services there. So, it's also been used to test kind of other kind of embedded systems, network, different kind of network elements, obviously at Nokia networks and so on. But you can use it also with this Selenium library to do web testing, and you can use it with Swing library to do Swing user interface testing, and you can use it with database libraries to test databases. And very importantly, you can use it with those various libraries in the same test, so that you could have a test case that also is interacting with the web page, interacting with the Swing user interface, and also interacting with the database.
No, that's another great feature of the robot framework. If someone's starting with Selenium from scratch and they're building their own framework, for example, if you work for a large enterprise, a lot of times you may need to test things that aren't just web applications. And what's great about the robot framework is, like you said, there's these other existing libraries already that you just need to pull into the framework, and you're able to access some existing functionality, some existing keywords that will allow you to interact with things other than a web page. So I think that's a big feature of the framework.
Yeah, that has definitely been the idea from the very beginning. But of course, the idea has also been that it should be easy to create your own library, so that when you need something custom, be it your custom programming API or custom some other API, or just some you have custom need with the browser, for example, so that it's easy to create your own libraries. And Robots Library API is very straightforward and simple, so that is really trivial. That requires, of course, programming. So that is not, although the idea is that you can create test cases without real programming knowledge, when you are creating libraries, that is, of course, mandated. There's no way around that.
Absolutely. And that's actually one of the questions I get asked by one of my listeners. Rob asked me the question is, how much programming knowledge should someone have in order to get started with the robot framework? But it sounds like you could have maybe an automation engineer that knows programming, that sets up the main libraries and the main framework itself, but they create in such a way that they use keywords that can then be used by a person that doesn't really know programming to create tests. Is that how it would work?
That is exactly how it should work. So to get started, you probably need somebody who understands a bit more about test automation and programming. And in any kind of larger team, it's likely that you are going to have problems if nobody there knows how to extend the framework with custom libraries or to debug problems with existing pre-made libraries. But normal users can easily use it without programming knowledge if they are introduced how the framework works, what keywords they have available, and so on. One kind of unique feature in Robots Framework is this ability to create higher-level keywords, which we also call user keywords, using the same test data syntax that is created for that is used for creating test cases. So your library can provide very low-level keywords, like Selenium library has keywords open browser and click link and page should contain and stuff like that. And based on those, you can create your own high-level keywords like open browser to login page or input username or stuff like that, something that forms your own domain-specific language there. And using those keywords, it's very easy then to create test cases.
Awesome. So I guess another question I have is, when people hear of Selenium, once again, they think of all the different language bindings you can create your framework in. So for the robot framework, what language bindings does it support? Is it just Python, or how does someone go about creating a test within the robot framework? Do they have to choose a language, an IDE, or how does that work?
It, of course, depends on what kind of interface you are using when testing your application or interacting with the application. If it's, for example, web app, then of course the language Robot Framework uses or stuff like that isn't very relevant. But Robot Framework itself is implemented using Python. And Python is the main language to use when extending the framework also. So you can natively create test libraries using Python. Robot Framework also runs on Chiton, which is a Java implementation of Python. So it runs on JVM. And on IronPython, which is a .NET implementation and runs obviously on .NET. And using those versions of Python, you can then natively interact with Java or .NET APIs. And it's even possible to create, when you're using Chiton, it's possible to create test libraries using Java so that you don't need to write them in Python at all. Unfortunately, that is not possible, at least at the moment, using C#, but it would be pretty easy to create a simple IronPython or Python wrapper on top of a C# library. And hopefully at some point we get the pull request, or I have time to implement this C# library support natively in the framework, but at the moment that's not yet possible. There's also so-called remote library API that basically allows you running test libraries as separate processes, maybe running even on a different machines, and then you communicate with them using a so-called remote library interface that is implemented on top of XML RPC.
Are there any tools that you use all the time with the robot framework that helps you create better tests? Like, what's your favorite IDE for creating tests in?
So there are a lot of different options when you are creating test cases. So a lot of editor options. Probably the most well known is RIDE, which is a standalone robot framework editor, only designed for editing robot framework test data. I don't personally use that too much because most of my robot framework development involves Python coding, and RIDE is only for editing robot framework data. You cannot edit libraries with that. So for me, I happen to like PyCharm or IntelliJ based editors for Python programming. That's just my preference. They are also Eclipse would be good too. And with PyCharm, I then use the provided robot framework plugins that give me some help, like syntax highlighting, and there's some kind of a navigation from keywords to implementation and so on. Even some kind of a completion when, like a keyword completion when pressing control space. RIDE does stuff like that much better. It has also support for renaming keywords and all stuff like that. But for me, because I need Python programming there at the same time, it's easier to typically use PyCharm or something like that. There are plugins for PyCharm. There are plugins for Eclipse, IntelliJ, and also for many popular programmers' text editors like Notepad++ and TextMate and Sublime Text and so on.
Very cool. So I guess if someone's starting off fresh, brand new, once again, like I said, I've never really used the framework. I tried it a few times. We use a Java framework that we've already created for our company. But this is a tool that I think could help a lot of other companies and a lot of other groups within my company. So I'm really excited about it. So when I think of it, like I said, I don't have that much exposure to it. I just think of it as like a keyword-driven framework that you can data drive easily with Excel sheets. And I don't know if that's a correct interpretation of what the framework is. Is that how you would explain it to someone that doesn't really know the robot framework?
How to explain it would highly depend on, of course, what that person knows about test automation and testing in general. But does that person, for example, know Cucumber and Fitness? At least that is true. Well, it's definitely a keyword-driven framework. So the basic idea is that you construct your test cases from keywords, and keywords basically map to some action that you are going to do. Action can be doing some kind of setup activity. It could be doing something for the system, or it could be validating the results, anything like that. And the simplest case is that you create a test case that contains a workflow using those keywords. You do something for the system first, then you validate the results. Then, if you would like to move to this data-driven style where you aren't so much interested on the workflow, what happens, but more interested in data, that when you pass some information into the system that you get right results out, then you would switch to data-driven mode, which also works very nicely with Robot Framework, although it's implemented on top of keyword-driven. It's an implemented on top of keyword-driven approach. And that was actually also one of the findings or stuff that I realized when doing my master's thesis back then, was that data-driven testing, I knew that it has some really good use cases, that you have like tables where you have columns containing different input and output values, but that you can quite easily actually implement that on top of a generic keyword-driven framework. So you don't necessarily need to have a separate data-driven framework and separate keyword-driven framework. You only can, it's enough to have a generic keyword-driven framework and then implement your test, data-driven test also on top of that. But I think that if I would really be showing robot framework to somebody, I would probably go with examples and at least show some concrete examples. And preferably, if I would be with my laptop, I would then, of course, run some example test cases and so reports and logs files and so on.
Great. So it sounds like it's just very flexible. You could use it however. It doesn't sound like it's going to force you to create your tests in a certain way. that may be against the way you may be used to within your company already. Is that a true statement?
That is very correct. And that is both pro and con. So it is very flexible. And it's actually so flexible that sometimes it's hard for people to get started with it because there's no single way that, okay, you start with this. But of course, then when in any kind of a bigger project, it's very important that it doesn't force you to do that much, that many things in a certain way. Of course, there are certain rules, but it tries to be as flexible as possible. And as you just said, the idea is that you should be able to adapt that to your current way of working rather than adapt your current way of working to what the tool wants to do. So that is very important.
Great. So we already know that Robot Framework has a lot of libraries out there. It's not just for Selenium. I just want to reiterate that it works with the APIs. I assume it works with things like Appium. So I guess my next question is, does it work with other tools like, say, TeamCity or Jenkins or TestRails or Quality Center? How does it integrate with other tools like test management tools and CI systems?
Continuous integration story is pretty good. First of all, even without any kind of special plugins, you could just run it because you can execute it from the command line and all CI systems support that. And then from the command line, you even get the return code to the system, basically tells you the overall very high level status. And then you get logs and reports. And if you can show them from your CI system, then that already gets you quite far. But with Jenkins, we have a separate plugin. And that is pretty good. So it gives you statistics, shows you how trend charts, how many test cases you had last time, how many of them were passing, and so on. So that is pretty handy. It's available as a standard Jenkins plugin. So you just go to Plugin Manager and install it and configure, and you're good to go. So that works pretty well. Then for test management system integration, you basically would need to have some kind of a plugin that allows you to push information there or something like that. I know that there has been something for TeamCity. I know that at Nokia they've done something with Quality Center, but I don't think any of that is open source. So it's definitely possible. It's not that widely used as the CI integration because everybody's basically using CI if you want to get your tests run automatically. But especially in more agile setups, people might not use Quality Center or other test management systems that much. Instead, it might be enough that they just have those test cases in easy to read format available on a file system, and they maybe don't need much more than that. But I know there are places where management systems are used, but I cannot really comment on what's available at the moment.
Sure. Like I said, it is extensible, the Robot Framework. It's not like if it doesn't support it, you can't do anything about it. I know the newest versions of Quality Center, ALM, has a REST API, so you can interact with it through a REST API, and that should be fairly something that can be done with the Robot Framework if you want to extend it.
Exactly. One important thing is that when you run test cases, you get results in XML format. So if you have a management system, you can just parse that XML format either using any XML library you want to or perhaps using robots' internal result parsing modules. And then based on, you can push information to the system however you want to, however that system supports it. So the information about test execution is very easily available. In addition to being available after execution in that XML file, there's also so-called listener API or listener interface that allows you to monitor test execution while tests are running. That can also be used to push information to external systems if needed, if you need that information already during execution, not only after. So there's a lot of interfaces like that. And this actually reminds me that one thing to understand about Robot Framework is that although it is in itself a framework, very often when you use it in organizations, you actually implement your own framework on top of that. Your own framework that has a Robot Framework as a core has several libraries probably there, maybe some custom libraries, has your way to start test execution, has your kind of guidelines for how to tag test cases, for example, and how results are published and so on. And Robot Framework has a lot of APIs to make that easy. So it, the idea is that it should be as extensible as possible. And we've been adding more and more APIs over the time. For example, I would really like it to be easy for someone to create some kind of a model-based testing tool that could have test data in some totally different format, but then could still use Robot Framework as a runner to execute test cases and then would also produce normal logs and reports that Robot Framework produces, stuff like that.
Are there any books or resources or tutorials you think would help someone trying to get started with Robot Framework that you would recommend?
In general, I recommend going to robotframework.org. If you're totally new to framework, then just reading the initial introduction there and looking at the examples that are provided there would be a good idea. And then there are several demo projects that you can study. You can download those test cases. They contain the system under test also. And you can download them. You can run them on your own machine and see how they work. And that's probably the best way to kind of get a better understanding how it works. Then if you want to really start using it, then other good resources. Well, there are a lot of resources listed on those Robot Framework org pages. So there's a very active users mailing list. There's IRC channel and Slack channels. And very importantly, there's a very thorough Robot Framework user guide that you can use as a reference manual. You can also read it. I mean, if you really want to know the framework, you can read it, but it's over 100 pages long if you would print it out. So it's not a small book, but it's really good as a reference manual if there's some feature that you want to know really how it works. Unfortunately, there isn't any actual like book introducing Robot Framework and getting started with that. I know there's some book, but I don't know is that how good that really is. But that's been one of the things for me that I'd like to do at some point is to write the book, but it's kind of problematic because I don't like writing that much, and I'm not natively English speaking, so writing good English especially is quite slow for me, but maybe someday.
Awesome. Yeah, that would be great, especially coming from the person who created it. So I was going to ask, is your thesis available online for someone to read?
Yeah, that is definitely available. So it's not so long ago when I browsed through it, and most of it is still somehow relevant. Of course, anything related to actual framework or prototype implementation is totally outdated. The current framework doesn't look anything like that, but the concepts and ideas are more or less the same. It can be found through my company pages, eliga.fi, eliga.fi.
Awesome. So I guess the next question I always get asked for some reason is because it's an open source tool, is there a place or a company or an organization someone can go to if they needed actually to get consultant services to help them with their implementation that they may or issues that they may be encountering that they need more hands-on help from someone outside their organization?
First of all, there are those resources that I already listed, like the Robot Framework users mailing list and IRC and Slack channels. Of course, there are a lot of people, they're willing to answer questions and so on their kind of free time. And they are very active and very, very, there's a great community around the framework. But of course, that's not enough if you need some like a professional support or training and so on. I know there are companies, especially in Finland, there are a lot of companies offering Robot Framework related services. I have a company that does that. I'm working as an independent consultant, and I've been organizing a lot of Robot Framework related trainings and coaching and reviewing test cases and so on. I used to be working as a consultant for Nokia Networks, but my contract with them has ended recently. So nowadays I'm actually more interested in all kind of new kind of opportunities. So you can contact me, but there's also others. In Finland, what we are actually doing at the moment is that we are founding, or we actually have already founded Robot Framework Association that is going to support Robot Framework development. It's going to collect membership fees from companies who are using Robot Framework and companies who are using selling services related to Robot Framework. And of course, all those companies in the latter category, serving services around that are companies that you can also contact. there was actually one thing that I realized here that I kind of forgot to mention earlier. We've been discussing about many of the kind of most important features in Robots Framework, like the ability to create generic test libraries and the fact that you actually have a lot of generic test libraries available, the possibility to create high-level keywords, these user keywords to create your own domain-specific language. I briefly, at least some point, I mentioned it's possible to tag test cases. That is great because you get statistics for free. Based on that, you can include or exclude test cases based on tags and so on. That's pretty neat. A lot of that is also something that many other frame tools have. But I think one really, really nice feature in Robots Framework is that you get logs and reports that are both very management friendly, but also developer friendly. So there's a report that has high-level statistics about what happened and a list of test cases there. And it basically has red background if there's a failure and green background if everything is okay. So you can use it basically kind of as a radiator. And then there's a log file that has a lot of all the details about the execution. So that is pretty good. It's quite a lot better than having just like a ASCII log with tracebacks and stuff like that. Very important when you have a big amount of test cases and more complex test cases and so on.
You know, it's actually a great point. Sometimes it's easier to create tests than actually debug them, especially when you have a large test suite and you run them in CI and they stop failing. And are there any built-in reports or tools that makes it easier to debug or find issues when your test fails within the robot framework? And that's what it sounds like. You make it very user-friendly to look at reports and read logs.
Yes, so logs work most of the time. That also depends how the library behaves. So when you're using a library, it depends how well that library is handling logging and what kind of error messages you get from there. If the library is bad in that sense, of course, then you don't get good logs. But if the library is providing useful log messages and error messages are clear and so on, then things typically are pretty easy. But of course, again, be a lot of complicated situation also where you need to then debug something. There's this listener API, for example, that I mentioned can possibly use there. And there are some debugger tools available also in the ecosystem. But luckily, they are not needed that often. Typically, a well-behaving library can report everything so that you can easily see what is happening. Robot Framework automatically makes it easy for you to see what keyword was failing. So that's not the problem. But then why it failed is something that the keyword itself should somehow kind of communicate.
Before we go, is there one piece of actionable advice you can give someone to improve their Robot Framework automation efforts? And let us know the best way to find or contact you.
My general advice when creating automated tests, and this doesn't only apply to Robot Framework, but to any other automation tool, is to try to make your test cases as easy to understand as possible. Of course, this somehow depends that if you're using programming language, you're using, for example, Java to create Selenium tests, then it's not going to be as easy to read for business people as a test case created using Robot Framework or Cucumber is. But still, try to make it as easy to read and understand for people reading that for the kind of intended audience. And that's kind of my main tip, not really Robot Framework related, but of course very important with that too. The best way to contact me is to probably go to my company web pages, which I just mentioned are somewhat outdated at the moment, and I'm planning to re-implement them, add more information about the services that I do. But you can go there and contact me. The company pages are at eliga.fi, Eliga being E-L-I-G-A, and agile backwards, and then F-I.
Thank you, Pekka, for your robot test automation awesomeness. For links to everything of value that we covered in this episode, head on over to testtalks.com/91. And while you're there, make sure to click on the Sign Up Now free button to learn all about Sauce Labs' awesome products and services. And if this episode has helped you in any way, why not share it with a friend or coworker by heading over to testtalks.com/91 and clicking on the sharing and subscribe buttons. So that's it for this episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe, and my mission is to help you succeed with automation awesomeness. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.